We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines to the bottom, Pei Zayin Beis, the end of the line, three lines to the bottom, just finishing up the last sugya with Zoch Sa'av B'Shvach Ne'urim. B'chein Amar HaShlokesh, Lo Zoch Sa'tayru L'Av, El Shvach Ne'urim B'Vad. HaShlokesh also says that the Torah is only Mezakeh to the Av, the Shvach Ne'urim, and not the Nezek and the Tzari B'Sharaz Baishas, that's obviously not the Nezek of the daughter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Petzia, even Nezek. And the more I thought, Petzia means not only Nezek where her value goes down, but even Petzia where she gets a wound, even there, you're going to have to pay, you're going to have to give the money to the father. And the first Gemara, Petzia Sakadah, only Chavala, if you hurt her, the Avskam of the Mekaspa, only if she loses her value, since the owner of the value is the father. So there we have a Machloikis, if the father gets the Nezek or not. But a patzia le'avscham kasva, and all you have to pay is the tzar u'boishes. That's pashut that you're not giving to the father. That's for sure. That sure is not something the father owns. That definitely goes to her. So our answer is on Rabbi Yisrael Chanina shapatz b'fenev avscham kasva. The case was that itaka you embazik her in the face, and therefore her value went down, and then that tashlumin nezek will be for the father. So again, just the machlekes over here between before we have machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yechanan, if the money goes to the nezek goes to the father or not, the machlekes is only if after chamikaspa, only if her value goes down, since he could sell her for a musi, he owns that value, and there they have a shayla if the nezek goes to the father or not. But that's pashit if all it is. The tsar or baishas, that definitely goes to her. It has nothing to do with the father, because it has nothing to do with the mechira, and therefore that money would not go to the father. And what I'm saying here, the patsia was in her face. In her face, now her value went down. So then, there, the Rabbi Yechon is going to say that it goes to the father. And here we have a mechlekes of shlokas Rabbi Yechon on if it goes to the father now. Shlokas says azach tar la'avel shachnu mevad only. The profit she makes, whatever might say there, the kedushin, Rabbi Yechon says no, it means even the nezek, and we're saying dafka patzia in her face. Zotik Amar Vaita, it's saying in the Mishnah, av choyvel ve'eved kanani shal acherim is chayiv, because he's still a regular yid, the guy with someone else damaging him, but if it's your own, but it says, now before that, it says that avadim don't pay baishas. That's what Yehuda says. Yehuda says that avadim don't have baishas. And the shah is, why not? My time with Yehuda. The Gemara says, there is a custom. My time with Yehuda, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, it says in the Pasuk of baishas, which is the Makar for baishas from this Pasuk, Yinotsu Anoshim Yachtov Ish Vachiv, Makar Vaish Echel Hatzalas Isha, and it says in that Pasuk, in the Parashah of Seitzai, the Parashah of baishas. There it says, Yinotsu Anoshim Yachtov. And we darshin, Yinotsu Anoshim Ish Vachiv, we darshin, it says there, ish v'achiv, yinotzu anoshim yachtav ish v'achiv, we darshin, mishi yashtoy achva, yotzu evzim achva. Only someone who has achva has the parasha of baishas. If you don't have the din achva, you don't have the parasha of baishas. Now, what does achva mean? So, it's mechlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi's lashon we have over here, yotzu evzim achva, Rashi says, in Yisrael, in a baba kal, can't marry, evet can't marry in the kal, so it's not called achiv. But on that, the Rashash asks, so then a mamzer also you shouldn't pay baishas for, because you're not considered achiv because you can't marry into the kahal. And that doesn't say that anywhere. So some have different girsa and Rashi. The girsa and Rashi is, eved ein lo achva shemutter ba'achoysoi ve'ishas achiv. There's no yichus. That's what I mean. There's no brother. There's no yichus. Tosfos is a little different. Tosfos says the children are not considered, your children considered brothers. You know that the children of Eved that comes from Mashiach HaKananis are not Messiahs after him. And therefore, the children are not considered brothers. They're not considered brothers because they have no yichus. They're like, they become a ger, they're no yichus. But the Gemara, but Tosfos says, it's also why a ger, it's why a ger they have baishas. Tosfos is Mashiach Inkim a ger, but Yitzim Chalotzov, there, if a ger becomes a ger and then he has children, his children will be brothers. Mashiach Inkim a Eved, who stays at Eved Kanani, his children will never be considered brothers because they will. I'll consider Goyim until they do a Geras. Once they do a Geras, they're not going to be considered brothers. So Rabbi Yehuda darshins from the Parsha of Baishas. Dafka Ish Va'achiv has the Parsha of Baishas. Masha Inkain, Eved does not have Parashat Baishit is because no Achiv. Rabbanon Achiv with mitzvahs. Rabbanon says, no, it is considered Achiv because Achiv with mitzvahs, Maisa, he's chayiv in certain mitzvahs, at least like an Isha, every Kanan is chayiv in mitzvahs like Isha, he's considered Achiv, and therefore you have the Parashat Baishit. So again, we have a din, of course, you damage, you hurt a Eved Kanani, you have to pay Chamish Dvar Mesa Tanakama says. Rabbi says you pay four things, not Baishis. Why? Because of Miyat of Achid. Rabbanon say that Eved Kanani is called Achid. Someone who said Eidus about an Eved, that the Eved did something wrong. And then they were found to be Zaymin. The Lach is, but see some like Hashem Lasis La Achid. That's what it says in the Pasuk. L'chayr is not called Achav according to Yehuda, so it's not possible to have Zoyme Eved. And Tosis adds on to the Kasha more. He says, then you never can say Eidus on Eved anymore. Why? Because Eidus Shi'iyatu Yachal Lahazima. Eidus that cannot become Eim Zoymim are not considered good Eidus. So you never can say Eidus on Eved according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Yehuda says that he's not called Achav. Where it says Kasha Zom Lasis La'achav. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Sheshit, Amar Krav, Yata Rom Mikabecha B'kom Akum. The Pasuk says in the Parasha of Basis Lakash Zoma, by as Adam Zoyman says, this is Lakash Zom Las Achav, will be Arta Roman Kebecha, Mikama, Kamidash Nir. Anyway, so that says even Eved Kanani has a din of Achav guarding that. Frank the Malami Arta Rabbanon, Fear Rabbanon hold it is called Achav, Eved Yakashal Malchus, so Eved should be Kashal Malchus. We know Eved cannot be a Kashal Malchus. So what's Pshat? Eved's not Kashal Malchus, it's called Achav. Omar, Amri, so Rabbanon say back, what Tamech? Tikshal Ger the Divya Koil. Why he has a Ger? A Ger is a Siddur Achiv. Everyone holds a Ger is a Siddur Achiv and still is not good for Melech. Elo Makra, Mekera Vachach, and we darshim, the Mufka Shavachicha has to be very good Yichus, which means the mother has to be Mishrael. That's what means Mufka Shavachicha. That's why Ger cannot be a Melech. So that's why Ever Kanani can't be a Melech either. Mors Nalakash, Elo Miato, Rabban Ye Ever Koshal Eidos, the Fidra Rabbanon, Ever Tri Koshal Eidos, the Chsiv says in the Pasik, Vihina Eid Sheka, Hoyed Sheka, on a lot of Achiv. You see, a Lashon Achiv by Eidim, and here he's considered a brother, so he should consider Eidos, he should be able to say Eidos, Ula, Eidos Lamasis Amris. You can't say Eidos, why? Because Asa Eidos Vakavachoyim Isha. You're right, but Etzim Asa Pasik, Ever Kanani should be able to say Eidos. But we have here a Kavachoyim, Misha. Well, my Isha, she ruila v'kal. My little Isha was let him marry into the kahal. Psul leidus, pas leidus. Eved she ruila v'kal. He didn't love shol leidus. Eved that's not royu love v'kal shouldn't be pas leidus. So it's a kal v'koymer from Isha. Tosef already asked the why we learn at lo lo Isha. We know all of the shas we have a gzeres shav lo lo Isha. So he asked why don't we say that? I am Tosef. But the more he is saying the reason why Eved is pas leidus because you learn out from Isha kal v'koymer. So Frank Dumar, a pirk on the kal v'koymer. Mali Isha Shkin ain't a real Mila, ten Bevach real Mila. Isha is not Shaykh by Mila, and that's why that doesn't have Eidus. But Eved is better, it's Royal Mila. So the more Kotte Chiach, which has Yishna Mila, Pasleidus. Mali Kotten Shayna Mitzvahs. Kotten doesn't have any Mitzvahs. Mashaykin Tom Bevach, who Mitzvahs, has at least certain Mitzvahs, like Isha. So more Isha Chiach, that even though it has Mitzvahs, it doesn't have Eidus. Yishna Mitzvahs, two Eidus. The Chazad in Lore Zechariah Zev, Lore Zechariah Zev, Tzah Shavas, Rem Shekain, ain't a Vachal Mitzvahs. Doesn't have all the mitzvahs. These things don't have all the mitzvahs, which means Sai Eved and Sai Isha and Sai Katon only have a little bit of mitzvahs. Isha is b'chayiv just for Lavin, and same thing as v'Eved. And Katon has Mila, has a little bit of mitzvahs, only a few mitzvahs, only one mitzvah. So the Tzara Shavas is that they all have a little bit of mitzvahs, and the Posleidus. And the same thing, everything else also, Avni Avi, it's Eved, Shem Rechal Mitzvahs, Posleidus. So right now we have a question, why is the Eved Kanani Pasul Eidus, he's called Achav according to Rabbanon? The answer is, we learn out of Tzara Shavah from Isha and Katon, that's Pasul Eidus. For Eidus, Gemara, Ma'ala Tzara Shavah Shbem, Shkenein Ish, Ma'adach, those two, Eved and Katon, Isha and Katon are worse because they're not an Ish. Toyim Be'Eved Shu Ish. The Ma'ala, this says a Ma'ala that he's an Ish, and it says in the Pasuk, Shnei Anoshim, when it comes to Eidus. So there's a Ma'ala of being an Ish. So maybe Eved Kanani has a Ma'ala over these two because it's called the Ish. Zimar says, you're right. I'll taste him in Gazlin. Learn out from Gazlin. We learn out from Gazlin that Gazlin is Posleidus, the same, and even though he's an Ish and he's Chayiv and Mitzvahs, still he's Posleidus. So for sure, Eved is also Posleidus. When Malik Gazlin is Kemais of Garmaloy, there is Mais of Agoyim, that's why he's Posleidus. Ten Bev Shemais of Garmaloy. El, taste him in Gazlin, Mechad Mahadach. We learn out from Gazlin and one of the other ones. For example, we learn out from Gazlin and from Isha. We have a Pircha of Isha, that Malik Isha came in the Royal Milo. Doesn't have a Mila, but Mila say Gazlin. Gazlin is Maisa Garm. Look back to Isha. Tzara Shavas Bam, that they don't have all the mitzvahs. They don't keep all the mitzvahs. A Gazlin because he's a Rasha, and a Isha because he doesn't have all the mitzvahs. The same thing by Eved, doesn't have all the mitzvahs, will be Pasul Eidus. So the bottom line is, that we're darshaning over here, we really ever is because Aidus because it's called Achiv. Teretz is it's Sarashov from Gazlan, and one of the Gazlan Isha teach us that there is no din that is, that Eved is not Kashal Aidus. So to Maravaita, my brother being a makro, it says in the Pasuk, a different Rasha, Lo Yamusu. Gemara brings now, so the first Gemara told me I said a Tzad HaShava. Now the Gemara is going to say another Makar that Eved is Pasul Eidus. Barbara de Ravina. Barbara de Ravina, Oma Makar, the Pasul says Lo Yumsu Ovay Sabonim, and we dash like this. Lo Yumsu, don't get killed. Kids, the Eidim won't be good Eidus. Api Ovay Shein Lam Chayetz. Api Ovay, they don't have Yichus Bonim, don't have Yichus Bonim. Ovay, they don't have Yichus Bonim, they're not going to be able to say Eidus. Lo Yumsu, I they aid them that are obvious that don't have chayes banim. You have to have only you have to have obvious who have yichus banim. Lo yumsu obvious avon. And how do you make this drasha? Isn't pasuk pshat and the pasuk mean that a karev can't say edus? This like that can we know that's pasuk pshat. Lo yumsu obvious avonim that obvious shouldn't die but edus banim. Lift up one lo yumsu obvious avonim on the children. Avonim is their children, not banim stam's sons. My bottom, Shmami, no, the drosh is, Layum Sapi Avish Yom Chayes Bonim. The drosh is that you should not get killed, which means that it doesn't work. Api Avish Shain Lehem Chayes Bonim. Api Avish don't have Yichus of children, which is the Eved Kanani, doesn't have Yichus of children. You won't die, I say that, because they're not good Eidus. Frey the Gemara, that pasuk goes further. That pasuk reads like this Layum Su Avish Abonim, Ubonim Layum Su Alavis. So El Miato, Bonim Lyumsu Avois, Hachinam Lyumsu Api Bonim Shin Chayas Avis, they're not gonna die, it won't be considered good Aidis, Api Bonim, they don't have Chayas Avis. El Ager, Hachinami the Apostle Aidis, a Ger doesn't have a father because he's a conscious Dhamma, he's a new person, he doesn't have a father. You tell me that Ger can't be Aidis because he doesn't have a Yichus of Avis, because that's the same way. Ubonim says Lyumsu Avis Abonim, Bonim Lyumsu Avis means that Bonim don't have Yichus Avis, won't say Aidis. You tell me that Ger is Apostle Aidis? So tomorrow, I mean, Hokey Ashta Ger, and he didn't chayis lamaylo lamati yeshi chayis. The Ma'aseh, at least he has chayis of children. He has yichus of children. The Fuki Eved, the only chayis lamaylo lamata doesn't have chayis lamaylo lamata. Now, who said that's a difference? This Sagadar the Ger posleidus. If you held that Ger is posleidus, then lichte rachmana lo yumsu avos abneim. Look at Amiridon. Just say lo yumsu avos abneihem, which we teach us that you can't say edus. A karav can't say edus. Lo yimsu ve'edus bonim. That means you can't say edus. You can't say bonim. Can't say edus in the father. V'nichter rachmana ubonim lo yimsu alavos. And then say the second pasuk. The shamna trei chada lo yimsu bonim ve'edus alavos. First of all, you learn from there that you can't say edus on the father can't say edus for the son. Ve'idach you also darshan lo yimsu api bonim she'elam chayes alavos. Since you don't say avihem, you also need a darshan. Lo yumsu api bonim she'elam chayes avos. They can't die. They bonim don't have chayes avos. That's what you just say. And I so you learn from there that ger is no good. Va'aved nafkal v'kal v'chaimer ger. And then you learn from this pasuk that ger is no good because it doesn't have a father. Doesn't have yichus of father. You learn now that kal v'chaimer from ger. Umay ger d'lemaylu din chayes v'mati yishu chayes still pasul eidus. Eved she'elam chayes v'lemaylu mata and didn't she pasul eidus. El midi kashach one lo yumsu avos abonim didn't say b'neihem. D'mashba loy Yumsu api avos yelam chayis banim shvamino eved yelam chayis lemal matu the pasul edus. I'm a ger, but ger kimi just the chayis lemata kashul edus. So here the Gemara is saying like this: that the diak in the ratio didn't say b'nei, and so from that we learned out that a eved is pasul edus because he doesn't have chayis of children. The second part of pasuk you can learn out that a ger is pasul. So Gemara says like this, if you learned that from the second part of Pasuk, that a ger is Pasul Eidus because he doesn't have a father, so just say the second part of Pasuk and make that drasha, and then the ratio of the Pasuk, I can still say B'nei Hem. How am I going to know that an Eved is Pasul Eidus? I learned how to Kavachayim from Ger. Madach Ger that has Yichus Lamata, has Yichus of children, doesn't have Yichus of father, is Pasul. Eved has neither Yichus, so for sure it's Pasul. Now, and then you can just have the first part of Pasuk say B'nei Hem. Why do I have to say Bonim? Since the Pasuk in the ratio says Bonim, it seems like it has to teach us about Eved. If it has to teach us about Eved, so it must be the second half of the Pasuk is not teaching us a Ger. Because if the second half of the Pasuk is Ger's Pasuk, then we have Kavachimer to Eved. So therefore, it said Bonim in the ratio just teaches a Ger, that Eved's Pasuk and not a Ger. V'chitem, if that's his truth, lichter rachmano v'vanam le'musu ha'vesehem. So the second half of the pasuk is say, v'vanam le'musu ha'vesehem, which means that the banam can't die from their father saying edus on them. Lomli kasach mano banam le'musu ha'aves. Why is he lashon ha'aves? The mashal le'musu ha'pibanam. She'elam chayas ha'aves. They can make his drasha. Why would we do that? L'chayra, it's not true. A ger could say edus. So why didn't it say v'vanam le'musu ha'vesehem? This way, it's misleading. It says, which is, lets you make a drasha that you can, that a person who has no yichus of a father can say edus. L'chayra, it's not true. It's saying ger is kosher edus. Why did it say like this? So, why the kosher l'yimso avos abonim kosher nami ubonim l'yimso avos? Agav, the Reisha said avos abonim, not b'nei hem. Why? Teach us this din that an eved is kosher edus. So the Sefer, the Pasuk also says, even though there, a ger is kosher edus. And there, it says, Avisehem, it could have said Avisehem, just to teach you the din of Karayv, but since Agav, the Reisha, it said Banim, the Sefer says Avais. So the bottom line is, we had two Mekairais, we had a Kasha, according to Rabban and hold that it is called Achiv, why can't Evik Nani be a aid? First Mekar is from Tzara Shava, from Gazlan and one of the other ones. The second one is the Mekar from the Pasuk, says, Yumsu Avis Abanim, and with Arshin, it doesn't say b'nehem. Yom Sof means you can't say edus. Someone doesn't have yichus upon him cannot say edus b'shevet kanani. But a ger could say edus even though he doesn't have yichus of fathers, because the end of the pasuk we don't make a drush on that, because it only said that lashon of avos. Now we say him only agav the reisha.